May the Lord help us to commence this evening by singing hymn 208. 208. Jesus, lover of thy nation, saviour of thy people free, visit us with thy salvation. Let us, Lord, thy glory see. O revive us, that we may rejoice in thee. Hymn 208. Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from Paul's Epistle to the Philippians, chapters 3 and 4. Philippians 3
and 4. Philippians 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision, for we are the circumcision, the which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, of whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if any other thing, that ye be otherwise minded, God shall God reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, that let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so, as you have us for an ensample. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence we also look for the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which laboured with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow labourers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, when you were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate that with my affliction. But now, ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity. not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odour of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty, most holy, eternal Lord God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, which was, which is to come, Lord, we would not approach thee trying to carry favour with grand titles of thy Godhead. But what though these things, what does truth, what does the glory of thy majesty mean unto us? The almighty God of Jacob, a God of mercy, a God of love, a God of grace. God is love, yet thou hatest sin, and thy people know thy hatred to sin in them. But oh, may we behold the wonders of the truth and not to take it for granted, be humbled under it. May we hate sin because thou hast suffered for our sin. Make that sacred, blessed truth known unto our hearts. The exceeding sinfulness of sin, as we would consider and know what thou hast done for us, what thou hast endured. Thy people's hell, does that mean my hell? It does if we're thine. Increase our faith, increase our love, and lead us personally each to the fountain open for sin and uncleanness, and favour us, though so undeserved, with the washing, the cleansing, the touch from above, the word in season, the power of the Spirit, rising like living waters in our heart. But here we come as we are. Nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. Help us to endure the cross, to be crucified with thee. Lord, leave us not to murmur or complain, but help us to humbly walk as thy followers. But we will be thankful and render praise indeed for thy tender mercies to us, what thou hast made known, what thou hast done for our soul, May we dwell upon these things, consider them, meditate upon them, the reality of it, the message of peace to our heart, the grace given in hope of heaven, considering our vileness, our utter unworthiness. May we know these as realities and meditate upon the word upon which thou hast caused us to hope. And may it truly be a comfort in our affliction, in our sorrow, in our cares. So, Lord, we seek these great blessings humbly before thee. Lord, we are but dust before thee, and no more than that. May we be living creatures in Christ Jesus. May we know that putting on of the new man of grace and the warfare, what will you see in the Shulamite, as it were, a company of two armies. We note the word a company, a number of principles, of power, of the two armies, of the army of the evil one, the army of the God of grace, all grace, the army of his saints, the Lord, angels, may we know the truth as it in Jesus. Behold the man. Pilate said in ignorance, behold the man. Behold your king. O Lord, he is thy people's king of glory. And he was the lamb slain, the man, Christ Jesus, for their sin. The Lord, open our eyes to the blessed, glorious meaning manifested unto our hearts. The Lord, thy glorious Godhead manifest in flesh, to know thee as the man, Christ Jesus, our Saviour, our Redeemer. Lord, lead us on according to thy will and grace in the pathway. Teach us in the way. May we discover sweetly, wonderfully from time to time, and even in tribulation, to trust thee, in sorrow and care to believe thee, believe in thee, that my times, as David said, are in thy hand, and they are. We pray now, Lord, for this house of prayer. Remember, our dear friends, that in the diaconate, the hold office, strengthen them, help them, be with them, uphold them, and comfort them, and one especially in his lonely pathway. We thank you for thy restoring mercies in great measure to him, and do continue to help him. Lord, he's known many sufferings and many afflictions and many trials and losses in his life. O Lord, still in that great loss that he sustained a few years ago now, as time goes on, support him, bless him, comfort him. And each in office, both our dear deacons and their friends, and their loved ones and families and wives and so forth. Lord, do remember all the aged friends among us. It's evening time. The frailty comes on. May they know thee near as the end draweth on. Be with them. Remember all friends in affliction and pain and suffering. We think of thee, a friend lying ill in the home, the care home. Be near him, strengthen him, help him, bless him in his soul, shine in his soul. Lord, there cometh an end. Coming down to Jordan, we all shall. We don't know in what circumstances. But, O Lord Jesus, shine. Assure us that thou art with us. We pray for him, assure him thou art with him. And shine thy salvation, thy love, thy grace. May he view thee, know thee as his Redeemer, his Saviour, his Lord, his God. And the Lord his righteousness. Do bless him indeed. And the family here, support them at this time. The connected family, do support them all, every one of them. Uphold them kindly, we pray. Remember the families apart. Remember the young friends growing up, the children, the little ones, those growing into adulthood. Days coming of college and business and so forth. Bless the Sunday school here. Encourage the teachers. Bless them in their labours. Let thy word follow our young friends. May it be a light unto them. May thy word follow them as a speaking voice behind them. Give parents wisdom in nurturing their children in thy fair. Bless mothers and fathers. Encourage them. Bring forth thy dear people to declare thy mercies and the help given. Lord, may we not be silent hearers. May we not be dumb hearers. None of us. Grant thy spirit in the midst. Take not thy Holy Spirit from us each, we pray. Lord, remember all in the days of trouble and difficulty and loneliness and care. A special case, a special need. Be very gracious unto one another at the voice of thy cry. May it be truly said of them, thou didst say, when I shall hear it, I will answer thee. Send answers in pure mercy, love and grace, totally undeserved. May we be prepared ground to receive the blessing of the kingdom of heaven and the tokens of thy love, prepared ground to receive a word in season. O Lord, the broken up ground, ploughed and harrowed and drilled and rolled and so forth. Oh, have mercy on us. So, Lord, do remember every special case and need, those in a lonely pathway, those in a special exercise or great need. Save us all from presumptuous sins. Keep us in thy tender fear all the day long. Remember Zion, bless thy servants on the walls of Zion. The editors of denominational magazines, Secretary Cherub Societies, remember them in their work. Lord, bless the circulation of thy word throughout the earth, this land. O Lord, and bless those that do go forth in the missionaries to declare the whole counsel of God. Let there be fruit coming. O Lord, we pray. O Lord, forsake us not in our own churches and in the nation, in the land. Turn us unto thee. And in the churches, bless thy servants that labour here. Remember thy dear servants at Blackboys and Pick Hill this day. The evening service is now taking place. Remember that aged servant. Strengthen him. Bless him. Uphold him. Help him. Bless the word of black boys this day. Lord, and in the hills of Zion, may that grace reach our heart. Do return to us. Lord, remember us in the nation. Bless. We're supposed to pray, must pray for our leaders, our King, our Lord who reigns over us. Bring him to grave soul concern, may consider eternity. Undertaken the royal house in the unknown way ahead, we have many concerns, grave concerns for the throne. We shall have to leave it behind, O Lord, soon. Remember our government at this time. Lord, undertake for us how disappointed, how grieved we are as what is taking place in our land. The immoral bills have been brought forth, and the secret plans that they have. They're anti-Christ, anti-Christian. Oh, have mercy on us. We look to thee, hear prayer, may the remnant be crying for deliverance, to thee appear in the land in some way. May we be calling upon thee in that day of trouble. So remember us in the nation. Let thy work go forth still in our land. We'll be mindful and thankful that we do have liberty still. We'll be mindful and thankful, Lord, also for thy many mercies to us, thy great kindness, thy provisions daily upon us, answers to prayer, helps by the way. But Lord, those gospel mercies, personal, pathway, collective, but Lord, those gospel mercies. We have a throne of grace. We have the doors of Zion open. We have thy word. We have the glory of our great high priest to plead and to praise thee for. Thy precious dying love, thy precious blood to plead, the glory of thy resurrection. Help us to realize, because thou dost live, we live also. We're living upon thee now. O Lord, and thou hast ascended on high, appearing in heaven now as our great high priest, make intercession for the saints. May we know thee, have touches from thee from above, that we're poor and needy. O Lord, we're vile. We're in constant need. We're brought to destitution in a moment spiritually, surrounded in temptations, and the cares of this life taking over, the allurements of the world, the great trials of faith, and our own poverty to contend with. We can't contend with it. It's a reality. May we be calling upon thee in our poverty and in our barrenness, in our sorrow, the depths of personal sorrow in the heart. Who can tell? None can help us, but thou knowest. Thou hast covenanted to arise and deliver help thy people and deliver them. Lord, we plead with thee that thou would manifest thyself and cause us to rise and trust thee and call upon thee. Also, we thank you for every mercy we have. We do indeed. And now, Lord, let us not multiply words. Anything we've omitted or person or matter, admitted to pray over, to make up in giving abundantly, we pray, out of the treasury of thy word, thy holy scripture. Remember our dear friends with us from Attleboro, be gracious to them, bless them, undertake for them in Jireh, in the pathway ahead, as they believe and hope and trust thy dear servant will be settled over them. Be gracious, Lord, unto them and each of the causes here in the surrounding district, our own churches. Have mercy on us. We thank thee for the doors of Zion open. And now, Holy Spirit, we look to thee. Condescend. Lord, let the dew of heaven bring it upon our souls and spirits, upon the word. Lord Jesus, come. Great God of heaven, Father in heaven, oh, we humbly bow before thy great majesty, reverence thy holy name, but plead all salvation, all mercy, all love, all grace, thy mercy, thy love. In the glorious name of thine only begotten Son, whom thou didst send and commanded us to hear him, hear thee. May we hear thee now speaking to us through him. We plead in Jesus' name, humbly. Consider his sufferings, considering his Godhead, his manhood. We ask all things, crying unto thee, salvation, blessing now, eternal life, for Jesus Christ's sake, amen.
Let's now sing hymn 676. 676. Oh, could I lift this heart of mine above these creature things, I'd fly and leave this world below as though on eagle's wings. Hymn 676.
dependence upon the Lord. And I mean that. I draw your attention to the chapter we read, Philippians 4 and verse 19. Paul's epistle to the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Paul's epistle to the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. This is often regarded and spoken of as the provisions necessary to the church in this life, in the pathway. It certainly does mean that, but it means something greater also. The need of salvation, the need of deliverance in the hour of death, the need to be upheld by his Spirit, by his love, his grace, to speak as a covering altogether of our soul salvation complete. What a need. He speaks to a poor sinner. I think of David, this poor man cried. And sometimes you can't get further than that. You keep crying. But we read, the Lord heard him. The amazing thing in salvation and grace is he regards the prayer of the destitute. And he does. It's not a multitude of prayer. It's not long prayers. It's not public prayers only. All are needed in their right place. It's the soul prayer in the day of trouble, in a great need. But my God, says Paul. Now, we read chapter 3. In a sense of following on, and chapter 3 declaring that Paul speaks of his own experience, the sufferings, the loss he endured for Christ's sake. But he counted himself not to have attained, but pressed on for the glory to come. How we lay back. It's in us. I've done it myself. I confess it. The Lord knows what I'm like. I have to tell him every day and confess it every day. You know, we get a bit of help and we lay back and bask in it. And all our needs are rising around all the time around us. Well, he deserves our praise and should receive our praise and thanksgiving. But let it be continual humble prayer. Let it be so in humble, tender prayer, calling upon him continually. But Paul says, my God. And what a description. But I press toward the mark. That was his exercise. If any man could have laid back and basked in the Lord's blessing, it could have been Paul, but the Lord didn't let him. He was in deep water straight away. Persecutions pursued him immediately onward. And we don't have those, and I'm thankful we don't, but they could come in the solemn age in which we live. Friend, it's lovely to meet among them now and sing and praise. We must and should, and may our heart be in it. And may that thankfulness be rooted well within to render thanks personally every day quietly unto him. Let there be a little quiet personal praise in our hearts every day going on. But we're in enemy's land. We're not home yet. Many dangers ensnare our feet. From within, allurements in the world. Attention taken to something, and it takes over. The multitude of business of the day is baronizing, has to be attended to, but it's baronizing if you're a spiritually minded person. When we concentrate, and we have to, certainly, and much business done over online and so forth, it has to be. But it takes over. It baronizes a living soul. Isn't there a need of prayer? But we have this word before us, considered this morning, and the Lord hears these prayers and groans. And as you feel your need to remember, we only come from one source, Paul's Lord and God. And may we be able to say, my Lord and my God. Boasting Peter was brought very low. I don't think we quite understand the power of that temptation. I'm sure some of us do know a measure of it, but naturally speaking, can't be comprehended. The power of the enemy rising in his heart, tempting him after the Lord's warning. He'd immediately, naturally say, the Lord warned him, he'd be on his watchtower. It's not always so, you know. We may get warnings, and may not be taking enough heed. Little heed. What poor creatures we are. No man can keep alive his own soul, but there's a good God to go to, you know. And don't assume on it, but get on with it. Call upon him. Jesus said men ought always to pray and not faint. Friend, and there's, we do. How little we do pray when we consider the multitude of business we're involved in. Friend, honey, it's a very small part, isn't it? The calling upon God and the prayer of faith, or whatever we may consider, in whatever way we may consider it. But here's a wonderful truth that Paul spoke of. But my God, that God of all mercy, all love, all grace. Remember, God is love in his innate being, in his glory, in his power and his Godhead, love. So what's gone wrong then? You were born in sin. It's happened. It's a reality. You were born in sin, in corruption and nakedness. And it's handed down and comes down. Not that sin is handed down in that sense, but born in sin, inheriting the curse that was given by God upon the sin entering into Adam and Eve. And all of us in nature are there. By grace we're saved. Consider your great need eternally, and consider your little hope you have made declared to your church. We often think of it as a little hope. We might call it great things done, and they are. But God forbid I should minimize anything of the Lord's work. But look at that compared to our present state, how we drift along in religion. May the Lord stir up the few loins of our mind now, but this is the need we have to be kept alive in salvation. But God will supply that need. He will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. And are we inquiring at his feet? Your need, your soul's need for eternity, and God has supplied it in his only begotten Son, his beloved Son. And he will lead you there and continue to lead you there if you're his, needing him, calling upon him. But my God shall supply all your need. God the supplier. We have many needs in life. We go to suppliers, whether whatever business it is or whatever nature it is, even to the shop, just the village shop or somewhere. Very simple illustration to get the necessities of life. But God is a fullness in his only begotten Son. God has that fullness. So we didn't consider it a lot this morning, but at the first part of Psalm 50, the power of God is declared, isn't it, in that first part? Everything was his, everything in the earth is his. The cattle upon 1,000 hills and so forth. Everything is the Lord's, the earth is the Lord's. There's an abundance for his people to call upon him for their never dying soul. His doctrine to come down like rain. Note upon the mown grass, the cut grass, and the showers, not a pouring thunderstorm, but a showers. As you go on in the pathway, that water the earth, that water your soul. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, the humble soul, the troubled soul, the grass that's been cut back, and so forth. Of course, in nature there's a need of all that, and we can see it. So it is spiritually. What you see in nature, consider spiritually as you drive along the road. Ask the Lord to open your eyes to his spiritual glory, even in the scenes of life below. Not the scenes of sin, of course. Well, a remedy. A massive salvation needed, isn't there? I will say everything. But my God, is he your God? We're instructed to make our call and election sure, but maybe delivered from unbelief. It's in us, and we all get doubts and fears. If we're not careful, we sink under them. But if he's spoken, may grace be given. It has to be grace given to trust him, and even to say, well, I feel so low, but I believe the Lord did speak. I know he did. But where have I got to? Lord, come and hear me again. Thou hast heard me before. Hear me again. My God shall supply all your need. All of it. Now, this, of course, to the Philippians, meant of their troubled times. And they... And the Paul devotes his message to them, his letter, to their kindness to him. They used to send him help, which he now thanks them for, but thanks God and praises the Lord for it. So, dear friends, you will have need in the pathway. Without going into detail, but it comes from above. And here Paul is writing with a certainty and considerate. It must be so and will be so. All your need at the present time in tribulation. And even his help to get through the great difficulties or the sorrows, especially sorrows. Personal sorrows are very hard to get through. A child of God will never get through on his own, you know. And be for years. Friend, we are affected by things years ago. And they still, whatever it might be, lie heavily upon us at times. We may have to carry something in our body, a mark of affliction or sorrow, all our days. Jacob, his thigh joint was out of place. There was some part in his sinews that shrank. I don't understand the anatomy of it all, but he halted upon it. He carried that for the rest of his days. But a witness of God's love and blessing to him. Reminder of the need he had. It reminded him of the need he had at Peniel. And remember, that was a reminder of his sin, because Esau was coming. And it reminded Jacob of his treachery to his brother and his sin, but of the Lord's blessing. And it's a humbling path, isn't it? It's a humbling path. All your need. And down to old age. You know, his promise will be performed. But how we must leave that with him to hell. And as it is to be performed, we may mistake the performing of it. We may have some view of what we might believe it means. We hope what it means. But we have to leave it with the Lord. The issues of life and death belong unto God. But we don't want anything provided to us in the pathway without his blessing and presence on it, do we? Thinking of younger friends, you may feel a need of something, and you may be praying much over it, but ask for the blessing of God on it. Lord, wilt thou be with me in this particular matter that's lying before me, that is in the pathway? Lord, don't let it go ahead. Don't let me venture into it unless thy blessing is with me and upon it. In fact, God's people make mistakes. Now, it doesn't mean the Lord won't forsake them. He is with them in the pathway, but he may not be upon the matter. His blessing may rest on their soul, but not on the matter. I think I might have said something like that this morning. But here we have a wonderful truth. Your need. Your need of support. Your need of strength. Your need of help. And personal need to your soul. In the pathway. And all your matters. All wait on him, dear friend. He will supply. They shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Friend, and we very sadly get impatient in waiting, don't we? We need patience in doing so. But here we have a word, is riches in glory. Riches in glory. What are the great riches? Friend, the first is everlasting love, eternal love, electing love, all pointing to God's personal love and salvation. Because you may not feel it, doesn't mean it's not there if he's called you. Friend, may we hold fast what we've received, that no man take our crown. We can't hold it fast ourselves. John didn't mean that. The angel, the word didn't mean that. It was an instruction. Grace will be given to hold it fast. But we need those exhortations. What the Lord has done for your soul, dear friends, hold it fast. In prayer, in supplication. Do you worry about repetition in prayer? Because I do. But if you were lost in a desert, you keep crying out, water, Lord, supply water, lead me to water. Fear of mirage and so forth. Thirst brings on terrible distress before the point of dying comes. Terrible distress, illusions and so forth. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches, the riches of his grace, the riches of his love. The riches in Christ Jesus, as it is spoken here. Notice the Lord Jesus Christ has the preeminence. Not the first part, the supply, but where it comes from, who has it, who holds it. And how the Father gives it in Christ. Friend, the vital knowledge of knowing him, isn't it? Which Paul brought forth in chapter 3 and in all his epistles. The grace and glory of Christ. Paul loved the Lord. So did Peter. So did John. So did all the disciples. But we're given some as we can draw their experiences through their writings and what is given to us in Scripture. Your need, your soul's need, your daily need in the pathway. And they can't be separated. I think I might have said this morning, they're not separated. Soul and pathway, body are not separated in salvation at all. Riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You know, Paul speaks in writing to the Galatians of the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit can never be separated from the love of Christ. That's the fullness of it, where it comes from. And it speaks of the works. And we speaks of the works of the flesh. And they're listed down. We won't go into them, but may we read them from time to time. Younger friends, go to chapter 5 of Galatians. And toward the end, you'll find the fruit of nature, the fruit of corruption, the fruits of death. But then the fruit of the Spirit in blessing. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Outstandingly first. And then follows the fulfilling of it, what follows upon the soul, joy. Did we not read in our reading, rejoice always? Again I say, rejoice in all things. Friend, in tribulation, may there always be that hope in his promises word. Hold it fast. As we're given strength and grace to hold it fast in great need. This isn't a theory, you know. It's in the heart. To younger friends, real religion and grace and faith are in the heart, rooted, not out of nature, but from the Spirit of God, the grace of God, through Christ Jesus. The joy, peace in the soul, even in the midst of tribulation. Is it Richard Burnham says, we glorify God in the fires? I think it's hymn 12, one of those early hymns. I think it's 12, Richard Burnham. I think I've got that right. And yes, love, joy, peace. And there's other things that follow that naturally are not attractive. Love, joy, peace. They're naturally attractive, aren't they? It says long suffering. Long suffering. A fruit of God's love. Long suffering in tribulation, in sorrow, in care, in the day of trouble. Long suffering. Friend, long suffering with others that annoy you. May we never get annoyed with God's people. In fact, we shouldn't get annoyed with anyone. Love thy neighbour as thyself. Because people can irritate, and that's true. We must be realistic. But not with the household of faith. Long suffering. Think of how Christ has been so long suffering with each of us here. With me. Friend, it's personal. I want you to consider long suffering with you in your vanities. Perhaps you may say, I haven't got any. May God open your eyes. And the fruit of the Spirit then becomes gentleness. Gentleness. Goodness. Uprightness, it means. All in Christ Jesus. Faith. We may say, well, those things come from Christ, from God through Christ. But no, they're gifts given. They're a fruit of the Spirit. And they're necessary, very necessary, to bear fruit. If we don't bear these fruits, we stand in peril and need to question our own heart where we are. Gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness. Well, let's be honest. I have to confess, I don't feel very meek sometimes. I believe some of you won't. May the Lord open your eyes. May we not deceive ourselves and think we're doing good, we're doing wonders, because we're not. We're not always meek, are we? How we need to speak in meekness, even preach the gospel in meekness. I have to confess I fail. In meekness, in meekness. The temperance. You know, let your moderation be known unto all men. Against such there is no law. No judgment, that means. No judgment. No judgment to come. But my God shall supply all your need, according to his riches in glory, through or in Christ Jesus. I've lost where I am. According to his riches, in his glorious Godhead, perfection and beauty and holiness, his condescending love to do his Father's will and suffer for us and rise again and appear in heaven as our great high priest, to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Friend, have you received some riches of his grace? A little here, a little there. What a mercy we have. And may we be trusting him for the morrow in all our need. That need goes on to Jordan to the very end. We're not, as I said this morning, we're not safe until we're home. Until we're home, we're not safe in enemy's land. I don't mean that in the covenant of grace we're not safe. We are. But the pathway experienced daily, continually. By Christ Jesus, through Christ, there is his grace, there is his fullness, there his love is seen and discovered, as made known. And in the pathway, those daily tokens, the daily helps, you may not feel them to be daily, but look back and see, mercy surrounded us every day, hasn't it? Even in tribulation, can you realise many of the troubles we've been in, the hurts we've sustained? We weren't destroyed. We weren't cut off. We weren't cut off when our wicked hearts deserve it. But as we are, may we be grounded and rooted in love in the Lamb. As the blessed gift of God, think of the grace of God abounding there, rooted, rooted in love, rooted in grace. I think William Huntington adds, I think on his tomb, I'm not quite sure this is quite correct, but the root of the matter was found in me, all by grace. The root of the matter, the root of grace, the root of glory, root of eternal love, has reached down to your heart, your soul. You know, his riches in glory, laid up in store in heaven now, to be supplied for tomorrow, the unknown way ahead, for a dying hour, for a day of trouble perhaps, a dying hour, a sorrow, a care, arisen unexpectedly in a peculiar way. According to his riches in glory, treasured up there by Christ Jesus, the Lamb of God. Friend, we need meditation given us. We think of hymns 418, 481. Given us to behold the glories of the Lamb as Isaac Watts speaks, I think, in hymn 19, which was his first hymn I think he ever wrote, if I'm rightly saying, and it was upon one of the Psalms. rooted in glory. It might have been Psalm, I'm not sure, Psalm 19. I may be wrong. Rooted in glory by Christ Jesus. By Christ Jesus. There comes down all the grace in Christ Jesus. Oh, have you heard his voice? If you have, you'll be longing for it again. Are you contented in nature by one kiss from someone you love? You need a lot more. And so the Lord supplies line upon line his blessings. Here a little, there a little. I know that is spoken in warning to the prophet in a different context, but it is true. Daily, daily he supplies our need. Well, I'll have to leave the word. But may not the word leave us. But my God, look at the definite statement, shall. When a soul is in exercise, it lays hold of the words will and shall, of God's promises and of God's grace. Will and shall. But my God shall, without any doubt, supply all your need. All your need. All of it. Completeness. All your need. According to his riches in glory. Durable riches. Eternal riches. Friend, riches that not compared to this life. Glorious riches. Do you see them in Christ? Have you discovered the riches of Christ to you? In the pathway? In your soul? In all your need thus far? They're treasured up there. To his riches in glory, friends. Oh, consider that. Where they're laid up in heaven for you, coming down for you now to bring you to be safely landed at last. I'm not being complacent. This is true. To be landed safely at last in glory. All of his grace, all of his power, all of his arm. No help from you or me. We become helpless in dying, you know. Helpless. Literally, outwardly. So it is spiritually. And so it is in all things. Let the Lord's work appears upon the weakest saint. In his deepest need, his deepest sorrow, his deepest care. May we prove him to be that same God of love, in glory, by Christ Jesus.
God willing, Mr. Hadley will preach on Friday evening at our Trinitarian Bible Society meeting. And next Lord's Day, Mr. Tim Parrish is expected to preach and hopes to address the Sunday School. And there will also be a cemetery trustee meeting tomorrow evening at 7:30. Let us close with hymn 1080. To Jesus, our victorious Lord, the praises of our lives belong. Forever be his name adored, sweet theme of every thankful song. Hymn 1080.
And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide upon us now forever. Amen.